At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people.
Wow.
OPP for short. Hack, what do you have?
We have Rick today, and he has a pregnant wife.
Oh.
And she's wanting him to change.
Now?
Yeah. Rick?
Yay, guys.
Yay. How can we help you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just calling in response to my wife, Teresa. I hope this doesn't make me sound like a jerk, but she's wanted me to change all these lifestyle habits, and I just don't want to. Does that make sense?
What are your lifestyle habits?
Maybe she has a point.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I drink occasionally. I smoke, and she wants me to quit all that and then start to eat healthy and work out because, you know, she's pregnant and it's our first child. And, you know, you got to make a lot of sacrifices, but I mean, I think she's going a little far, you know.
Can I ask the drinking? Is she saying stop drinking while I can't drink, or is she saying that was your last drink, you're done forever? I think that's kind of an important thing here.
I don't. Okay, you can answer that, and then I'll.
She wants me to quit. She didn't specify when and for how long.
Okay,
but it's.
Can I ask you how much you're drinking on like a weekly basis?
I mean, I don't know. I have 4 or 5 drinks on the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, honestly, it sounds pretty light.
Do you? but so she like I. It's your first kid, so I don't even need to ask questions because like people I've known, my ex-wife included, like. By your second kid and beyond, you're a little more...
Things are different.
Loose with the rules.
Don't really like that word there, but thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But like on the first kid, she was no sushi, no alcohol.
No deli sandwiches.
Oh my God, the deli thing. What a stupid...
they can carry disease.
Yeah.
No,
my wife didn't eat turkey. She loves a turkey sandwich. Oh she didn't eat it for 18 months now. She's giving
yeah, mine brought
total.
Up the deli meat too. It's weird.
Okay, so she wants you. I'm just gonna say there's a certain breed of men. Erica, can you just look another way while I talk right now?
But like, there's a certain breed of men doing what?
If you have a built-in DD, like when your wife is pregnant, she can't drink. So then you're like, hey, can you come pick me up at Hooters? Me and the boys hit Hooters after work.
Perfect. And if you did, find your own ride home.
But why? Because you have to make sacrifices. I know.
Isn't it at that point we?
Yeah.
No, because I'm not pregnant. You are.
But you are. I was going to say you got me pregnant. That's not what happened. This is very hypothetical.
You got your ex-wife pregnant.
I wanted that audio. So close.
No, but you guys, I didn't make the rules on who carries the baby. Like if men carry the baby,
supportive.
Then... I am supportive.
Enjoying
Yay,
the lifestyle.
Good for you.
Okay, that is not me.
I'm going to cheer for you every day when you pick me up.
The way you're doing that is how you should be someday when I'm pregnant, right? Like, it's not your kid. You can just go, woohoo, good for you. When it's your child, I'm sorry. She's tired. She doesn't want to be picking you up at Hooters. Maybe she doesn't want to be dragged to a sushi restaurant.
And maybe she's also thinking about the future because she wants you to live long enough to see your child
grow
up.
Women always pull that card, don't
they?
Yeah,
but also, I mean, don't you need to have kind of mention before you get pregnant? Like, this is the plan. If this happens, this is what I will expect of you. And not like, hey, now I'm pregnant. Here's my list of demands.
Rick, was it planned or is this a surprise?
Both planned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
But were these rules planned?
Her attitude about the pregnancy was not.
Okay. Mm. Let me just jump in real quick with the phone number, 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I just want everybody to know, I'm being facetious about the Hooters thing, but I'm not being facetious about, like, if you're truly in a supportive relationship, you have to make changes because of what's going on with you physiologically. Can we have the ramp up to make our changes? Like it
we
seems,
don't get a ramp up.
But
one
you did.
Day it happens because of something the man did.
Yeah.
That you asked for.
Maybe, maybe not.
No, he said they planned it.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Then you asked for.
Yeah.
I just think it's so crazy. Like,
oh, you're going to call us crazy now.
Oh my God. You are so in that mode right now.
Can I say, someday when I am pregnant, hopefully not in the too soon future, I will not be requesting these things of my
But you act like
fiance.
You act like it's a I reasonable request.
I can understand why someone would. Am I going to want to be going out and hanging out with people and going to bars until 2 a.m.? Absolutely not. I'm going to want to be in my bed at 10 o'clock.
You don't have to hang out at the bar. You just have to come get him.
No. Once I'm in bed, there's not a chance I am returning. And I think the support of, I don't know if not drinking 100% of the time is super reasonable. That's where I lean with Rick. But cutting back, smoking for sure has got to be gone.
It's got to be gone by the time the baby's here, but maybe not right now.
Or maybe not.
Not in front of her. Okay. Let me just say this.
You can go outside.
You know I'm great at analogies, right? Everybody agrees that I'm spectacular at analogies. So he gets esophageal cancer and all of a sudden has this super restrictive diet. Well, you're gonna get on the same diet, right?
Baby?
Oh, I'm also gonna lose my hair. You're gonna shave your hair, right?
Are you comparing a baby?
This is what I knew was gonna happen. But
no, I do understand, because like being celiac, it is really nice when my significant other is like, I will also have the gluten-free pasta, so we don't have to worry about anything else.
But you don't require it.
No,
it's a nice gesture, but you're not like
a lot, and it's that support.
And I think that Rick should stop. Sorry, Rick. You actually seem really nice, but I feel that there's a bit of complaining happening of like, oh man, I can't smoke and drink and I have to work out and be healthy. Like, your wife's just asking for the best for you.
I swear to God, if a woman called this show and said, my husband has requested I stop drinking and smoking and get healthier.
Maybe that's what's best for the woman.
You'd be like, how dare he? It's your life. It's your body. You can do whatever you want with it.
But if it's preparing for a kid,
he's holding you to a standard that's not appropriate.
Okay. That was exactly. Mm-hmm. She's not saying I want you to lose weight, get a boob job, and look good.
Kind of.
No. She's saying I want you to be healthy, and that's different.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. So Rick, hang on tight. We're gonna try to get you some advice. I don't have really the answer.
Oh, clearly.
No, but I think, if you don't say up front, by the way, when we get pregnant, we're all changing, then you can't say, it's like, oh, just got the positive test.
But you
You've
also
had
don't.
Your last cigarette.
Dun, hey, dun, 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 dun. Especially for first kids, you don't know how you're going to react.
You are both fathers. Have you ever heard of a thing called hormone changes?
Oh, now we're going to blame that. We've just got a whole bandolier of like little excuses. Well,
but
bam,
to Aaron's
bam,
point,
bam.
You don't know how you're going to feel. And then maybe you're pregnant and you're like, well, I don't want my kid around smoking and drinking, and I need my husband around long term.
It's also Rick's kid. Maybe he's like, I don't mind my kid being around cigarette smoke.
Well, then that's a
maybe he's more of a
parent.
70s dad. I don't know.
Oh my God. I thought I was taking the really hard line, and here's Hack in the delivery room with a pack of Marlboro Reds.
Oh my God.
Blue or pink. We'll see.
All right. Does Rick have to do this? Is he being ungrateful? It's just, I find it fascinating that you two women use the like supportive angle.
Yeah, that's
so
what
often,
it is.
But it's not a rule. And like, he can be supportive in other ways. This is a demand of support, and that feels different. to me.
You know what? Why doesn't Rick just go on a vacation for the next 9 months? Because I think that would be about equal to just
not doing anything
she asks.
Give Rick some advice or don't. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Can we be civil?
I don't know. Can we, Slacker?
Oh, that's my no. God. TX still grabbing calls in the other room, so there's a lot. It feels a little lopsided in the room.
You feel a little ganged up on?
I do feel a little ganged. Okay, so Rick was on the phone. His wife is with child, and she is requesting, dare I say, demanding.
Dare you say.
A couple of changes. She wants him to stop drinking, stop smoking right now. Not when the baby gets here, right now. Make some lifestyle changes right now.
She'd like him to be generally healthier.
Yeah.
Because she's
What's
thinking about
wrong with that?
Her husband.
Yeah.
She'd love to have him around.
Oh, thank God, get in here. My God. They're just ganging up on me because they know there's not enough testosterone in the room to stop it.
I don't know that I'm helping.
Yeah, okay. I think we're still fine.
So does he have to make these changes? I mean, I've just been a part of, I've known relationships where the guy during her pregnancy does just kind of, it's like, hey, baby, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna drink.
And is that couple still together or?
Some of them are.
Yeah. Cool.
I gained weight. Does that count?
In solidarity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yai.
What do you think?
He's got to quit smoking for sure.
Yeah.
Now?
I used to be a smoker. My wife got pregnant and she pretty much sat there and did the financials and sat there and said, look how much you pay on smoking. Look how much you're going to have to pay on diapers.
Well, that's pretty good.
Give that up. You know, in that sense. Also, the drinking, I did stop drinking for 9 months with her. I joined her with it. You know, fair enough. But, however, she didn't say that I couldn't go out with my friends and stay the night at their house and have...
Stay the night?
You have any girlfriends?
What the heck?
So I would go out, you know, we'd go out, play golf, have drinks, and be like, hey, you know, if I'm going to have a drink, I need to stay at your place. Is your wife okay with this? And, you know, my friends would be like, yeah, you know, go ahead, stay the night. You know, we're only doing it a couple times.
Okay.
But it was one of those things where I gave up the drinking, the smoke.
Because she just didn't want to be around you when you had booze in you?
Or she didn't want to have to go pick him
up? Exactly. Because, well, both. Because she couldn't tolerate the smell.
Honestly?
Ooh.
I can imagine.
Do you know what,
do I know what pregnancy hormones feel like?
No. Do you know that, like, number one, your blood volume doubles? Like, you, which also, then the capillaries everywhere, especially your nose, my ex-wife could be like, house three doors down is making empanadas. You're like, what? Wow. And they
she
would be. Because
right.
It's like your smell. So like if you get around, if your man smells like booze, you smell him as he's on your block.
Oh, so and I like, would hate. I already don't like when we wake up a morning after a party and.
Yeah, you're going to, your, no offense, your honey. Pregnant nose is like in fuego. It's bad.
Ew.
So I didn't think about that. Because he comes home and he's probably all handsy and it's like, listen, pal, you already did your damage.
Right, like, I'm not doing this.
With child. Bailey?
Okay.
Hello. What advice do you have?
I said to jump into a lake.
Did you say jump into a lake?
Yes.
Which one?
Any lake. It's body of water, a bathtub, pond, lake. It's very hot outside. No better way to cool off right now.
Oh, look, we need to jump into a lake?
Yeah, who's jumping in? Does Rick need to jump in, or does Erica and Aaron need to jump in?
And Slacker.
Any one of us. I'll do it with you as well.
I don't know that we have an answer here, but we have a plan for later.
There you go.
I'm staying at your house. If my wife says it's okay.
What the hell? I guess the goalie was just a little loose on that call there. Claudia? What advice do you have for Rick? Does he have to quit drinking and smoking?
I do think so. I'm with a wife. I was with a partner for 20 years. From the beginning, drinking and smoking was okay. In 20 years, escalated to a little much. And one day I asked him it was time to quit. And he said no. And so it was between the relationship, me or the alcohol and the smoking. He chose the alcohol and smoking.
Shut
so we
up.
Separated.
We so it sounds separated. Like Rick should.
And oh. then 6 months later, he died of alcohol.
Oh my God.
He had a heart failure, kidney failure, liver damage. And when I left, it only, I don't want to say I was guilty of it, but it
you are not.
To
don't put that pressure
no,
on yourself.
All. You
yeah. were trying to help.
It continued to, he thought, okay, I'm free now. And then he drank himself to dead. So he was only 48.
Yeah, he made the choice, though. Unfortunately, he made, obviously, the wrong choice for a number
case,
of years.
Somebody's making the choice, and if I can prevent someone from making that terrible choice, all I say is alcohol is good and all, but at the end of the day, it takes away from you, not mm-hmm. give you. So be safe. And
okay. Now I'm definitely losing this battle.
Yeah, well, how's that feel?
Thank you for the call, Claudia. Is there anybody on? Rachel?
Yay.
What do you think Rick should do? Does he have to give this up or what?
The non-negotiable is the smoking because nobody wants to be around a smoker, and it's really unhealthy for everyone. I was pregnant in Portugal, and everyone smoked inside and out. You go for an espresso after each meal.
Yeah.
Everyone's smoking in the coffee shop. It was disgusting. It made me sick.
And you can, again, so, you can just, people could be smoking a mile away from you, and you're like, I distinctly remember her going outside going, somebody smoking. I'm like, we're in the middle of hygiene. It's a place near Longmont.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, but there would be like 4 blocks away. You'd walk by someone.
Wow.
So, okay.
Not a good time to skip showers either while you're.
100% not. Okay. Thank you, Rachel.
Okay.
So do I.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Ooh. Health wins, man.
Yeah.
Boo.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.